Welcome back. Now, before I continue, I want to bring your attention to the book of Daniel, chapter 7, 25, where it reads, "Time and times and the dividing of time." This was speaking about a dream that Belzebar, the king of Babylon, had during the time of Daniel the prophet. Now, Daniel's vision interpreted. We're going to read that. This is chapter 7, verses 15 through 28. And it reads, "And I, Daniel, was grieving in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamp the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellow, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom." Then he said, "The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and he shall devour the whole earth, and he shall tread it down and break it into pieces. And the 10 horns out of these kingdoms are 10 kings that shall rise. And another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first. And he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and to think to change times and laws. And they shall be given unto him until a time and a time and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdoms and dominions and the greatness of these kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hither is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cognitions much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart." Okay, now, I will read the book of Revelations so that you will see that this message is further edified as truth. I will also explain how this ties into the covenant of Abram. Now notice that the beast whom rules over the 10 horns, who is called the dragon. That same dragon that drew one-third of the spirits from heaven. That same dragon that enslaved the Hebrews of the seed of Jacob. Now, on December 21st, 2020, almost 4 years ago, I gave a message concerning this slithering, demonic, quiet coup. It was a message about a slithering, demonic, quiet coup. A coup that has now fully captured the United States of America today. In this message, I gave additional information concerning the events of Daniel chapter 7. Now, I decided to put the transcripts of that into this particular message. And here are the transcripts of that message. This is the quiet coup. This is what it's called. If you want to look at it, you can do a Google search. And the Google search is the quiet coup, Bye-Bye Babylon, December 21st, 2020. Okay? It should be on the internet. You can find it. And here it reads, it says, the four beast, Daniel 7, verse 1 through 3. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dreams and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four wings of heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. All right, now, for those of you whom are well-read in the word, know that the beast is a metaphor for rulers. This great sea is a metaphor for people. Okay, now this is what I wrote 4 years ago. And then it says, it goes back into the word, and it says, the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings therefore were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet, right? And made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second like a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said unto it, arise, devour much flesh. All right, y'all starting to see something happening here. After this, I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, right? The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night vision and beheld a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. It was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Okay. Now, this is from the transcript. Okay. Now, did you notice the similarities? What the word tells me is that Daniel the prophet had a bilinear dream. A bilinear dream is a dream that has the same meaning for two separate time frames. Daniel was seeing a double future. a time and a future time at the same time. For those of you who are confused, research Einstein's holographic universe theory. This will be a discussion for another time. I still got to do that discussion. It's coming. Now, I would also like to bring to your attention the lion with the eagle's wings. Okay, now pay attention. This beast is the United States of America. The man is Uncle Sam. Because when he says the lion with the eagle's wings, right? The lion is Great Britain because America was first colonized until 1776. Then she became free, which is what the eagle represents, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it, right? Now, what's the heart? This was the Declaration of Independence. You see, I mean, it's like perfect, right? It's perfect. You see that the wings are plucked. Now the wings are plucked, all right? I believe our wings are plucked now, aren't they? Well, they're getting plucked. Then you see the power goes to Russia, right? Those wings are plucked. He stands like a man, but boom, right? The power goes to Russia, right? Now, then it talks about the leopard. I personally think that this leopard represents the European Union. But what else? Which is, of course, NATO, right? The European Union, the unified NATO, right? Because it is a remaining power besides Russia, and then before China takes over the earth. This is what's going to happen now. Now, I will read Revelation 13 again. This book was written by John the Prophet for a specific generation far into the future, which is now. Okay. And it reads, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard," there's a leopard again, "and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Okay. Now that's the end of that particular broadcast. You can listen to the whole broadcast. Like I said, it's called The Quiet Coup by Babylon. I go into that. I talk about how America's being taken over and what's going to happen 4 years ago. Okay. And here we are now. Keep in mind, like I said, that message was almost 4 years ago today on December 21st, 2020. Now notice the events that are taking place on this planet since that message. Think about the war in Ukraine and Russia. The development of the BRICS economies, right? Brazil, Russia, India, China, right? I have been speaking about that since 2012. Many of you that have been listening to me for a while, you can go back to my broadcast. I warned about the BRICS over 10 years ago. Okay. Now it is coming into fruition. All right. This is the BRICS economic agreement. We hear about the demonic elite moving, right? They're moving their power to China. If anybody can't see that, they're not really paying attention, right? That's why you had all of these companies going to China and destroying the United States and weakening all these nations, and everything's made in China. It's been happening for years. This is why we see the dragon rising, right? All these demonic elite are moving the power to China. This is the end of the United States economic status, the manipulation of the American politics. We see that. We see how tens of millions of immigrants are flooding into the United States border, right? all this is happening. And of course, we see the open coup of the presidential elections. 2020, we saw that, right? And now here we go again. We will see what will happen. As it reads, the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings therefore were plucked and it was lifted up from the earth. All right. So now I have a question. Can your eyes see the coup? If not, how does America feel today compared to 4 years ago? Before I get off point, I want to go back to the covenant of Abram and its purpose. Daniel the prophet was speaking about the times we are in at the present. John the prophet was speaking about the people who will inherit the purpose of the covenant. Now, as it reads, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Okay, now I will read Revelations 12, verse 1 through 6. This is 4 years ago, I read Revelations 13. Now I'm going to read Revelations 12, because Revelation 12 is going to talk about how we over... Okay, let me just read it. Okay. This is the woman and the dragon, Revelations 12, 1 through 6. Okay. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she began with child, cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 crowns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be devoured. Which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was called up unto Yahuwah and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of Yahuwah, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Now, I go deeper into this in a message I gave on January 15th, 2024, beginning of the year. It's called The Power of Cryptocurrency, The Remnant, and the Blessings of Ayah. Put that into a search, The Power of Cryptocurrency, The Remnant, and the Blessings of Ayah. That should also come up for you in Google, and you can go to that and listen to that one as well. So I won't go into this at the moment, but you can hear that message on HebrewsWakeUp.com, okay? Now, I want to bring something into your mind. When we hear about the Blue Bloods and the Illuminati bloodlines, it would be beneficial if you think about the Nephilim and the seed of the fallen spirits, because their children are the rulers of the Ten Kingdoms. And they have been manipulating mankind for millennium, okay? Which is why Yahuwah made a covenant with Abram. And this covenant will be fulfilled as it reads in Daniel, okay? And it says, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possess the kingdom. Okay? Now, I will go further into the effects of the blue bloods and give an example on how they manipulated mankind through the bloodlines. Okay? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to tie Daniel chapter 7's time and times and the dividing of time, okay, with information I discovered from a blog called History of the 13 Moon 28 Day Calendar, right? And this is Jose Aguilius. I think that's how you say his name. Aguilius. I'd be destroying them names. But anyway, let me explain who this is. Who is Jose? A bio. It says he was born Joseph Anthony Aguilius, January 24th, 1939, and he transitioned March 23rd, 2011, at the age of 72. What's interesting is March is usually the beginning of the year, 2011. That's the 11. At the age of 72, that's the number 9. There's a lot of numerology going on in his name. And I actually purchased a couple of his books. So this is a very interesting man. As it reads, he was an American New Age writer and artist. He was the co-founder, along with Lloyd, or his wife's name is Lloydine Aguilius, of the Planet Art Network and the foundation of the Law of Times. As one of the originators of the Earth Day concept, he founded the first Whole Earth Festival in 1970 at Davis, California. He is best known for his leading role in organizing the 1987 Harmonic Convergence for inventing, with the assistance of his wife, Lloydine, the Perpetual Dream Spell calendar in 1990, and for the central role that he played in the emergence of the 2012 phenomenon. Well, I'm laughing because I can imagine somebody that knows that name, when I say it, they probably are like getting so upset. I don't mean to do that. My apologies. I heard his name and then I remember it. And then when I start reading, I can't remember it. Okay. But anyway, let me continue. I don't go off track. Now it says, how many remember the 2012 phenomenon? How many understand how Satan has manipulated time? Now, to underline Daniel one last time, it says, and he shall speak great works against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and dividing of times. And it reads, this is continue with Jose. After the original time came the seeds and the planting, then came the sword and the forgetting, right? The sword and the forgetting. Okay. This is a blueprint. These people been around, the blue bloods, the rulers, they've been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And Jose is explaining to you about the method. Okay. Let me read that over. After the original time came the seeds and the planting, then came the sword and the forgetting. During the last 400 years, the indigenous people of the planet retreated deeper into the forest, the wilderness, the jungle, wherever they went. They were followed by the machine and the 12-month calendar of colonialism. Deprived of their own time, the indigenous people were forced into the false time of the machine. Okay. I will make a quick comment. These 400 years, I want you to keep them in your mind because it is a marker to identify who the blue bloods are. That 400 years seems to make a lot a reoccurrence. It's like Allah's giving us some mental triggers. Okay. I keep that 400 years. In, okay, now, and it reads, on October 2nd, A.D., 1492, dream spell, a seven earth of year storm, Christopher Columbus arrived in the New World. The hope of the Maya, the Hopi, and all indigenous people, not only of the Americas, but of the entire planet, were thoroughly shattered and destroyed. Genocide, enslaved, and colonization were the indigenous people's reward. Never had the knowledge of a high civilization been so internationally desecrated and destroyed as was that of the Maya. In one single act of conquest, humanity was deprived of the gift of knowledge of time. By 1583, the Catholic Church installed its reform of time known as the Gregorian calendar. Simultaneous to the proclamation of the Gregorian calendar was the development of the mechanized time, basis of all machine technology. Instead of the 1320 galactic frequency of time, the planet was bequeathed with the 1260 12-month year 60-minute hour frequency of machine technology. And that was written by Jose, 13 Moons in Motion. Okay, now, there are a few more excerpts from the blog, because this is from the blog, and this blog, you can put this in the search. It's called History of the 13th Moon 20th Day Calendar. It was written March 22nd, 2017. Okay, that was written a minute ago now. Now, it says, in the current world standard 12-month Gregorian calendar, the units of measure, months, are of equal length. Perhaps it is the only measurement known to man that has unequal units of measure. Consider that today is Friday. Using the 12th moon system, it is Friday, July 22nd, 2016. 1 month later in this system, it will be August 22nd, but what day of the week will it be? Because the months are irregular and do not have a whole number of weeks, we do not know. When there is this disruption in the flow of consciousness, it is like a glitch in the operating system. It causes error and confusion, and this occurs every day for millions of people. Such a system is an idiotic basis of human thought. It is a time virus, and so it is a consciousness virus. The ramifications are incredible, just as it is incredible that such a system of confusion is still in use. And this is from Jose again. Okay? Now, of all the unexamined assumptions and criteria upon which we base our gauge, our daily lives as human beings on planet Earth, by far the greatest and most profound question, unquestioned, is the instrument and institution known as the Gregorian calendar. Okay, that's the 13 moons in motion. Okay, like I said, the children of the Nephilim are the rulers mentioned in the book of Daniel. For those who are confused, let me reiterate this fact. Any position of power on planet Earth has been given to Satan. Okay, so when I say that the blue bloods, or when I talk about Satan and the Nephilim, you understand now, this is based on biblical fact. Okay? If you recall, Satan told Yahshua in chapter 4, again, the devil, it says, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. If you bow down and worship me, I will give you the earth. Pope Gregory, the I think it's he's the 12th, through a papal bull called Inter Gravissimus. It's called Intre Gravissimus, changed times and laws. Now I must pause here for a moment so that I can underline the importance of this information. Because of this time change, right, the true time frame of Passover was diminished in favor of Easter or Ishtar, which is why we no longer follow the correct time of the Passover. If y'all recall, we had that Passover message that I did when we had the full moon, and there was a lot of strange things that was happening. That's how I got kicked off of TikTok. My TikTok time was short after that. And it's very important, if those messages are still there, go over them, look at it, see what was going on. It took me a while. They were kept taking the messages down, and it was crazy. Okay? That's because I'm on to something. Now, I wouldn't need to do those if Pope Gregory didn't change the times, right? To change times and laws, right? And the reason why he did that was specifically to affect Passover. That's crazy. Now meditate on this when you think about the Spanish Empire, right? Because the Spanish Empire went there and destroyed the whole Mayans of civilization, okay? Meditate on it. When you think about the Spanish Empire during the second half of the 18th century, from 1492 to around 1892. Now keep in mind, Spain owned Texas and they had 1/3 of the whole United States. Okay. Think about Deuteronomy chapter 28, where it says how the Hebrews will go into bondage again. And if Spain owned 1/3, how much of that bondage did they control? Are you starting to see the picture? When the calendar was changed, we had the monarchies. We had like many monarchies in power, because it's not just Spain. You got to understand that, like when you look at the 10 crowns on the head and the 10 rulers, they shared power, right? Right. The so-called blue bloods. What do we have? We had the French Bourbon dynasty, we had the England, the Tudor dynasty, we had Spain, of course, that was the Habsburgs dynasty, then we had Portugal, the Aviz dynasty, we had Scotland, the Stuart dynasty, and we had the Holy Roman Empire. This was also controlled by the Habsburgs. And the Habsburgs, what are their crest? A dragon, right? Fire-breathing dragon, all right? Now, these are prophecies coming into reality when you understand and you know what to look for. Now, I read all of that to get to this point. The purpose of the covenant was to restore balance to our universe. This spiritual battle goes back to Enoch and the rebellion in heaven. The covenant was made to establish a path that will lead to rebalance. Okay, we are supposed to have a rebalance. The roots of this can be traced from Eve and Adam to Enoch to Noah, from Shem to Abraham to Jacob, right? Jacob, Jacob, the seed of Jacob. And it goes to the restorer of balance, Yeshua, whom is the Ancient of Days. This is the purpose, so that all righteous mankind can have an opportunity to restore balance in the heavens. And then Satan will be removed from power and influence. Okay, now we're heading towards the last portions of this message. That was a long one. I'm going to take a quick break. And then I will be right back.